to give you back the karka, I have to give you back the money to pay us also. Because otherwise it's considered like I ate ribbis. That's why by a loan, I have to give it back. Omar Rav, Rav said, Hevi yasiv nekaim Rav Nachman. I was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Oboyi lu yais ve'aynor. He wanted to ask me a question back from the parasha of Aynor, that where Ajip, you were sixth, there we say it's not called a mechila. And the Oidek Chazis and I saw that he was looking into idleness. Like I could answer back from the case of an idleness. If you marry your wife that later she sees she can't have children, that's called an idleness. So the Mor says, Farei Aynor. What was the question about the parasha of Aynor? The mechila betoyisu. And what happened? I charged you a sixth more. So when you gave me the money, true, you gave it to me. But the a mechila betoyish, you never meant to give it to me. But lo, you have a mechila. We say it's not called a mechila. Because the locha of Aynor is, you have to give it back. If the guy charges you a sixth mua, so that's called Aynor, he has to give you back the money. I, the shash, you gave it to him, you will mechil the money. So we see a mechila betoyish means nothing. It's not called a mechila. That's why the mechil has to give you back the shtus. And we oid the chazis and islands, I saw it back, you can answer from islandness. Her idleness is a case of an idleness. It means you get married to a lady and you don't know what she is, and later it sounds out that she can't have children. She's an idleness. To mechila betoyis, it's a mechila betoyis. Seven mechila, there it is called a good mechila. It's not, we learned. Hamamamenis. In the case of you marry a katana and then she just says goodbye to you. Or else we have shniya, you marry a lady that's prostitute, she's an heir to you with the rabbonim. Or else we have idleness. You marry a lady that later we find out she can't have children. Halacha is when you give her a get, ain land like ksuba v'lay peiros lemezoinis v'lay beloyis. You don't have to pay back to them. You don't have to give them a ksuba, and you don't have to pay back to them the peiros that you ate. Even though lemaisa the peiros that you ate was betoyis, because really the kedushin is batal mafreya. So really she wasn't your wife. You have no right to eat her peiros. Still we say you don't have to pay it back. Why? Because it's called the mechila betoyis. At the time when you ate it, you thought she was your wife. She was mechila to you then. So we see mechila betoyis is called the good mechila. And the Gemara says, "V'loy, it's not true. Lo yeino have tiyufto, not the parsha of Enoz is tiyufto. V'loy idleness masayelei, and not the parsha of idleness is masay zaraya. Why? Lo yeino tiyufto. The parsha of Enoz is not a kasha. The lo yoda the yisur no the mocha gabei. That's not called a mechila at all. When the lakeach paid you an extra sixth, he did not know that he's getting gypped. He didn't know he's paying you an extra sixth. He thought that's the price. So it's not called he was a mechila at all. Later, when he finds out that you gypped him." Of course, he has the right to get back that sixth, because it's not called the mechila at all. Therefore, there's no proof from Aynor. And secondly, with loy idleness misaylei, there's no proof to me from the parsha of idleness. You know why? Because the reason why there she has no right to collect the peiros, the nichale the tepekol shmod ishes. There, she's happy that she had a name that she was married. And as long as people talk as if she was married, she was happy, even though really the kedushin is batal. But since she's happy that she had a name, she was married, she lets the husband eat the peiros. So therefore, that's better than the mechila betoyis. That's the real mechila. That's why the husband doesn't have to pay back. Now the Gemara says, he used to say there was a lady. She said to a man, listen, be my shliach, zilzov liyari mikrivi. Go buy me some property off my relative. So the shliach went and bought her some property off her relative.
Now, Omalei, like the Moicha, the relative said to the Shliach, that he heavily zuzi, listen, if I'm going to have money later on, Mahadarta lo nali, will she return the mecha, will she return the field to me? That's what the Moicha made a condition now. Omalei, so the Shliach said, listen, at v'nablo achai, like you and her are brothers and sisters. So that's what the Shliach answered back to this Moicha. Now, Omar. Now, what he meant to say is, it's a question, what he meant to say. One way is that he meant to say, okay, listen, your relatives, most probably she'll agree. So, Omar Rabba Bar Rafuna. Rabba Rafuna said that, kol at v'nav l'achai, whenever the person says, listen, you and her are relatives, Omar, she said it, is som chadaite, that for sure the Meicher Rishtamach Das relies on this. And therefore, v'loi gomer omakni, therefore, the Meicher did not really sell the property to her. He only meant to say he could hold on to this property until I'll have money to buy it back from you. But he did not mean to make a complete sale. Therefore, the Lachar is later on when he gets his money is Ar Yehodra. For sure, he has a right to get the field back. But Perimai, what about the Peiros? the peiros that the moicher, that lekech ate in between, who keeps the peiros? Ribbis ketutzevi, do we consider these peiros that were eaten, peteros ribbis ketutzevi, real ribbis, and therefore the yaitse b'layonim, I have the right to take it back, because the pshat is right now, when she gives you the money, it's like a loan to you. And therefore, if she eats the peiros, it's considered like she ate ribbis. Therefore, later, when you give her back the money, you have a right to collect the peiros. Or Dilma, maybe no, ki avak ribbis heavy. Maybe it's only like avak ribbis, like ribbis to rabbonin, avak, like a lotion, like dust. It's only the dust of ribbis. And therefore, the enyoitzin, now Bezna will not take it out from her. Even if she ate the peiros, she doesn't have to pay for it. So, Omar Rabba bar Rafuna, mistar with the svaris, ki avak ribbis heavy. This is not real ribbis, it's only avak, like the dust of ribbis. It's only like ribbis mid rabbonin. And therefore, the enyoitzin b'dayonim, Bezna will not collect this. And the chenom arover ki avak ribbis heavy, such a case is only like avak ribbis, and therefore the enyoitzin b'dayonim, Bezna will not go to collect such money. In other words, since it was not a real halvor here, it was a b'derech amecha, he was really selling it, just he hoped to get it back as soon as possible. So therefore, it's only avak ribbis, it's not real ribbis tiraisa. Therefore, these peiros are not yoitzin b'dayonim. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding down Samach Zayin Amar Aleph in the middle of the Gemara. Omale Abaye L'Rabba. Abaye said to Rabba, Mashkanta Mai. What's going to be the lock of a Mashkanta? So now Rashi says, Mashkanta Mai. What's the shell in the Gemara? Mashkin Loi Soda. Again, I lent you money, and the Loivan now gives a Mashkin, gives his house, his field, for a Mashkin, for a pledge. For Loi Keitzim Loi Lechu Peres L'Shem Rivis. They did not make up whether he has the right to eat the peiros or not. Elastam, I said, here, take my field for a pledge. Now the marvel went down and on his own ate from the field. He ate the peiros. So what's the locha? Mashkanta mai. Mazhosom time mai mishum delay ketzle. Why do we say before by a mecha that it's muta? Because you did not make up clearly how much it's worth. Says so, like we didn't make up clearly if you can eat it or not, or how much you can eat. So Achinam here also like Keitzle. Here also we did not make up exactly clearly how much you could eat. Oidilma, maybe no. Hosam Zvini. Before the case was that you're selling your field. By Atmanavla before there the case was that really you want to sell the field now. You only made a condition that later when I have money I get the field back. So there we say when you ate the peiros, it's only considered like avak ribbis. It's not yaitse b'dayonim. But also over here it's alvor. Here it's a clear loan. Like I'm lending you $1,000, and you're giving me your field for a pledge. Now if I eat the peiros, if the malva eats the peiros of the field, that lechu is like ribbis ketsutza. Your mom is eating ribbis. Or Malay answered back, "Hosam time am I? What's the reason before by the sale that it's muta? Mishum delay keislei, because you did not make up clearly." The peiros that he could eat it, it's not kate. It's not called like, I'm lending you, or I'm selling to you on this condition that you have the right to eat the peiros. So it's not called like ribbis ketsutza. So achinam here also, loy kate lo. Even though it's alvo, I'm lending you the money, and I'm taking back a pledge, the field, but since we did not speak out clearly that I have the right to take the peiros, so when I do eat the peiros, it's not called like ribbis ketsutza. Therefore the locher is, it's not yoytze b'dayonim. Omar Papa said, Ovad Ravina Uvda, Ravina did a maisa like this, a story happened like this, V'choshe V'yafik Peri, Deloy Kerab Barafuna. Ravina did a maisa even by a sale. In the case was somebody sold his field on a condition that he has a right to buy it back when he has money. And then he got the money and he take it back. So such a case, even though at that time the Lakeach ate the peiros, later he took away the peiros from him. He took the peiros away. The TL, that's all succeeded, like ribbis ketsutza. So he was my moitziat. Yeah. He did not like the locha before. Oh, mama, braid Rabbi Yosef, mishmei de rova. Hi, mashkanto. When you have a mashkin, a pledge, when you give your field away for a pledge, hi, mashkanto. The yasra de misalki, on a place when I have a right to take you off the field, the yasra de misalki. Rashi learns, asra de misalki means, bimokim shenoago. The minig is, lahal voistam. I lent you money, omal voifo peris. I lend you money on a karka, that if you don't pay me, that I have the karka for a pledge. And, fuloi posekima benachiaisa. We do not speak out clearly
that if you eat the peris, we'll deduct some part of the loan. We don't say that, come on like later. But v'nogul l'salak esamavu mimenu, v'cholesh shetasek yad halayvu l'moiz. That's called the asra de mesalki. That means, I lend money from you, and you give me, the loiva gives his field for a pledge to the malva. Now the malva holds on to the field. But any time that the loiva comes back with the money, he has a right to take the field away. That's called the asra de mesalki. In this place, they take away the field, the loiva takes it back whenever he pays up. Says so, Ochal Shiazuzi, let's say the malva when he's holding on to this field. He ate so much peris out of the field, the amount that the loan was. Let's say I lent you $100. And after the year, he ate up $100 worth of peris. So Locher is Misalkinele, that then we take the field away from him. Avol Tvei Le Mafkinemine, but if he eats more than the value of the chayv, that he can't get it back. But the Chiddush, that if he eats the amount, Misalkinele means that the loiva has a right to say, listen, give me back my field. I owe you $100. No, you ate up $100 worth of peris, that's called your payment. So the loiva has a right to tell this to the malva. Listen, you ate $100 worth of my food, so that's the payment for the loan. Now give me back the field. But let's say the malva even ate more than the loan was worth. That's nothing. The loiva doesn't get it back, because that's called like avid ribis. That's not the yitzib of the yonim. Now, let's say this loiva owes other money to the malva also, a different shtar. Like last week you lent $100 with one shtar. Now today, a week later, you borrowed again $100. And on today's loan, he gave you the field. Now let's say the mob, we said, ate up $100 worth. So the $100 he ate up, the loiva has the right to say, okay, I'm paid up. Let's say the mob ate $200 worth. So it's only cool that the loiva got paid up $100. But he doesn't have the right to say, listen, you ate $200 worth. And I owe you $100 from last week. So last week's $100 that I owe you should also be considered like I paid you up now. Because Lamaisa, you, the Malva, now weigh $200. That we don't say. From one loan to another loan, we don't make the cheshbon. And therefore, it's not called you paid up the other loan. Uber the Yasmi. Let's say the case here that the Yisraimim borrowed the money and it's their field they gave away for pledge. Then, Ochal Shia Zuzi Misakinele. If the Malva ate $100 worth of